It's been a while. We haven't talked to Keith Kachuk in a while, hanging with Big Walt. He's got a busy household, of course, with his sons in the NHL now home for a little while. The NHL quarantine was extended, self-quarantine, keeping their players and staff at home through April 15th. I'm Martin Kilcoyne, Fox 2 Sports Director. We're hanging with Big Walt. This is Scoops with DannyMac.com. Our hockey visits are presented by the fine folks at Marie de Villa Senior Living, Triad Bank, Greenville University, Fast Eddie's Bon Air, Urban Chestnut Brewery, Cope 24, B&G Tuck Pointing. And during these tough times, we hope that you will check out all of our sponsors, do business with them when you can, and let them know that you enjoy the visits here on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. Without further ado, let's do it. Let's talk it over with Keith Kachuk. With Big Walt, Keith Kachuk, and I guess I could have probably just stopped by his driveway and thrown him a microphone from a safe distance. We're all sort of hunkered down, hanging with Big Walt. This is Quarantine Kachuk. Walter, how are you?
I'm doing as good as can be, I guess, during this difficult time, 2020.
It's as weird as it gets. So give me, paint the picture for me. Who's all at the house? Are all the kids home?
Yeah, Matthew, Brady, and my daughter Karen, Chantel, and I are all hunkered down here. And, you know, as bad it is, as it is out there, you know what? I know Chantel's pretty happy to have everybody home under one roof and looking after each other and spending some quality family time.
Yeah, and in a weird way for your family, too, because those kids were always playing hockey on the go. This is maybe some moments that you didn't have enough of, where everybody's there at dinner time and sitting around the table. And the boys are still pretty young. I mean, this is not... We're not talking about grown men coming back home. Has there been a plus to that?
Yeah, I mean, it's nice. I mean, they're both, obviously, Matthew and Brady, 22 and 20, and both living on their own, making more money than their old man. So they can cause a little havoc around the house that, you know, pisses me off once in a while. But overall, it's been a great experience, buddy.
You guys doing board games, anything? What are you doing that you wouldn't normally do with the kids home?
I'll tell you right now, the best thing, my kids have me on the Peloton. It's Peloton crazy in this house. So Chantel bought one for the family, and it's been in great use. So that's one good thing that's coming out of it.
How many minutes on the Peloton equals one Bud Select? That's what we need to figure. That's what we need. You need a picture on the damn wall showing like a six-pack of Bud Select, and it's like, keep going, keep going.
I'd have to cycle for days and years to catch up to my beer intake. So no, it's been good. It's been good. It's we're trying to make the best out of a tough situation. Chantel did some things outside with the pickleball kind of court out in front of our driveway. So playing basketball. You wouldn't even make the game because you're a JV your whole time. But other than that, it's been fun. It's really
That's BS. If you guys, somebody could get up by 20 or down by 20, then I would enter the game.
Attaboy, I love it.
What about walks? Are you guys checking out the neighborhood? It's weird. I go for a lot of walks, and the neighbors look at like they're wondering like, what are you doing? Are you from here? Like we're zombies or something?
No, every day we do that. We go down to Tillis Park, and it's nice. You know, it's usually me, Matthew, Brady, and Chantel. But most of the time it's just Chantel and I. It's been nice. Now with the weather, you know, it's going to be really nice. But, you know, we go there, do our thing, and get back to the house. And we've been good about hunkering down. So the only time we go out is to the grocery store or something. It's been – I mean, I haven't gotten gas in like 2 weeks, like, because I have not used the car.
How about, and then the boys are still professional athletes, how do they stay in shape? I know each team has kind of had their video court, you know, their strength guy do video coordinating, but, you know, telling players what they can do. But how do they, I mean, that's a high-level professional athlete. How do they stay in shape?
Well, Matthew, the both boys eat fairly well, and Matthew's really structured. I will say that. You don't have to tell him or push him to do this. He has his routine. He's been working really hard, you know, doing the things he needs to do. Brady's obviously doing that, watching his brother, but, you know, at some point they're going to have to probably go back and play playoffs. So that's the difficult part. And my buddy Crash just dropped off some weights for the boys to use, because that's the one thing we're lacking at here at this new house is actual weight. So, but they're doing a good job. They're staying busy. They're staying active, and they're keeping in line with the communication with their team. And, and all, they're doing a good job.
So when the Senators had a report that they had a COVID-19, somebody test positive, how did Brady handle it? Did he have to do like a self-quarantine?
Well, you know what? It's unbelievable how many phone calls I got asking if Brady's okay. Brady's fine. He never got it, thank God, and he's been symptom-free ever since he's been back. So he's all good. But it's scary for some of these players who are all doing well, you know, and all doing much better now. But it's scary when you have a few guys on a team that get it, and then you're assuming everybody is exposed to it. But so far, so good for Brady, and everybody in the Ottawa organization is doing well with the coronavirus.
And it's really weird because it's your personal business, it's Brady's personal business, but once it gets out there, they say, hey, somebody has it, everybody's, well, what about this guy? Well, what about that guy? Well, they were in the Blues locker room the night before when they were in Anaheim. You want to be as upfront, and I know you immediately told people, he's fine, don't worry.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of an invasion of privacy, but I guess some people have a right to. I don't know what the fair answer is. Like Jim Edmonds went public with it. The Blues announced it, John Kelly. And I think, you know, at some point, if you choose to go public, it's good because it gets people like informed, like, hey, this could happen to anybody. But at the same time, I feel like when that happened, I'm like, well, I'm not going to call Big Wall and say, hey, does Brady have it? You know?
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's funny because you can only imagine there's probably people that had it that didn't even know they had it, you know? So I don't know, but, you know, it's one of those things. Every individual has to make their own decision on what they want to do, and you know, I respect that either way with whatever these people want to do, but you know, we just gotta get through this here as soon as possible and kind of ride this thing out and make sure everybody's doing the right thing.
How about Robert Thomas? So he was living with you, then I guess at some point probably wants to go to his real home.
Yeah, he's back in Toronto, and he's been back there, you know, ever since they pause the season, so he's happy. He's back there with his family. They're quarantining. Everything's going good, and you know, it's tough for these guys. These guys, you know, are going out every day like a lot of people, you know, practicing and working out and being around their teammates, being around their coworkers. So it's tough for these guys. I couldn't imagine the parents with kids that are at that, you know, anywhere from 4, 5, 6, 7 years old all the way to, you know, early teenagers. They must be going crazy in their houses right
hey,
now.
Hey, you're looking at it right here. I got some younger ones in the house. I've been trying to teach freaking math every day, and my 9-year-old is, hey, what? How does this? Okay, that's a fraction. Can we multiply that? And I'm like, hold on. And I get my phone out, and I Google it.
We would fail, buddy, you and I.
My wife has asked me many times, she goes, did you even go to school? And I'm like, yeah, but it's been a long time.
I got on Taryn. Taryn had classes today, and I went up to her bed and sat next to her and waved to her. They're on Zoom, so their teacher has, you know, with Zoom and all her classmates. I went on there, waved to them. They all said hello. I walked away, but it's all new for these kids, so they're learning to adjust. It's difficult. It really is.
Well,
they don't have that social aspect that's been taken away from them, which is terrible, but that's what they have to do.
Yeah, I think the kids are more equipped because they can get on a Google Chrome or whatever, and they're like, hey, can you figure this out? I'm like, oh, shit, we're talking about a computer. I honestly probably Google on my phone all day, like fractions and what does this mean? And we are wildly ill-equipped to do this. How about mom and dad? I mean, we worry about the older folks right now. Your mom famously goes to work every day. Are you getting her to hunker down?
No, you know what? She goes in there. I mean, she's well protected, she said. So I'm a little nervous about that, being 72, almost 73, still doing that. But my dad said I'm doing what Trump tells me to do. I'm staying right indoors. My dad doesn't move for anything. So.
Your dad's not moving, but let it be known, an international pandemic still doesn't stop Mama Kachuk from hitting the docks.
Exactly. No kidding.
I thought maybe she would clock in and then go home and say, sorry, I got quarantined. I'll go back and clock out in a couple of weeks.
That's still possible.
What's realistic with hockey? What do you think? What should they do? Do you think you can come back and just start with the playoffs and tell the teams?
Wow.
I mean,
yeah, that's a great question. 2020. I'm hoping, you know, I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, you know, you come back in late June, July, and finish the 2 months of the playoffs and just take the teams that are, you know, percentage points in the playoffs. I mean, and just, you have to have play hockey. I think for the players' sake and the escrow and the amount of money that's being lost, and to not have a Stanley Cup champion, it's tough, but you want to make sure you do it the right way.
What if they do a shortened, abbreviated, and say, listen, any hockey is better than no hockey. In the first round's a best of three, and, you know, the second round's a best of five, or whatever they come up with. Do they still give out the cup? Do you think the players would feel weird about that?
Well, there are certain teams like us, you know, St. Louis Blues, Washington Capitals, Tampa Bay. You know, there are teams that feel real good about their chances to win. So I got to imagine these teams want to do it. The Bruins are another team. I mean, these teams want to try to finish the season, whatever, and they'll take it. Absolutely.
You think whatever happens, if they have some form of a tournament, and maybe they're finishing in August, but they'll still give out the cup. It's still that nobody would want to do it and not have the cup, I guess. You can always put an asterisk behind it.
Yeah, you got to do it. But whoever's in the playoffs percentage points, and I don't agree with all adding teams. I mean, the teams like Detroit and Ottawa and some of these other teams, L.A., and they're out of it. They should be allowed to play in it. There should be no playing games. Just go top eight, and let's go.
Are the players still going to bitch about the ice because it's July or August? I mean, that will be an issue. We think everybody will agree to say, who cares?
Players bitch about everything.
That's 100% true. I wonder how much the guys in the game, though, they're willing to do whatever the league suggests. You think the Bradys, the Matthews, they just want to play, right?
Yeah, I think they do. I mean, the longer it goes, the more difficult it's going to be, but that's the way we're heading. I mean, that's just the world we live in now. So, like I said, Matthews ready to go. He wants to play, and I guess we'll see what happens down the road here.
All right, should have been opening day last week throughout Major League Baseball. Sox probably would have been down a little bit, but I'm guessing still, if you could sit back and watch a Boston game right now, you'd love it.
I want to watch baseball, period. It's a little weird not having opening day. I mean, the best part about living in St. Louis is opening day downtown. It's great in this city. That's what I miss the most, having a nice little Bud Select, Bud Light, or whatever you want, boom, on a nice day, crisp day, ready to go.
And their season will come back, it sure seems like it, at some point, and it'll be abbreviated. The players on that side have even said, we're pretty flexible. What if they play 7-inning games? Who cares? What if there's more doubleheaders? I think at this point, I hope across the board, not just athletes, but all of us, my goal is to complain less coming out of this. Please hold me to that.
I hope so, for all of our sakes. We should all take that route.
Well, Walter, stay safe with the family. We'll check in again. Quarantine Tkachuk, what we learned most here, he's hitting the Peloton. How about that?
It's a miracle.
Maybe put that. You have a Twitter account, by the way, that's dormant, I believe.
I don't know what that means, but I have a Twitter account. I don't know what it is, though. But
Saying you could get active. People would love Big Walt during Quarantine Tkachuk. Just tweet out some pictures of you doing homework with Taryn. Playing pickleball with Chantel.
Exactly.
This would be awesome. All right, take care, buddy.
Hey, thanks a lot, eh?
There he is, Big Walt, Keith Tkachuk.